Last summer, a study by Georgetown University found that an overwhelming majority of baby boomers want to age in place, which simply means to stay in their own homes as they grow old. But only 1 in 5 of those surveyed actually admitted making plans to remodel their home to make that possible. Taking a look at aging in place this week on Florida Matters. In this preview, WUSF's Joslys Ramos takes you on a tour of one woman's home in Tampa that was just remodeled to accommodate her 81-year-old mom.
So this is mom's area, and this is her private area.
I'm led into the back of Mildred Barnett's newly remodeled home. Barnett is the VA geriatric psychiatrist who brought in her mom to live with her.
Her idea of the ideal aging and getting older is being as independent as possible, having her own space. We made it as senior-friendly as possible, so everything is specifically built for her and her height and her needs. So here we have the bars in the bathroom, and everything's very accessible for her.
The bathroom in the additional bedroom has a barrier-free roll-in shower with horizontal and vertical grab bars for stability and help standing up. There's a built-in bench, a lowered valve, and a handheld shower head, and there's the toilet.
There's a toilet with buttons on it.
I know, and it actually heats up for you and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, so, It's very senior friendly.
The toilet has a built-in bidet.
It just kind of takes care of you for you. And there's that little thing, and I'll relocate just in case.
No, only when you press these, that's
the only when you press those. So you've got to be in the right location for things to happen.
Barnett hired contractor John Greaves to do her home addition. He's the president of Greaves Construction and is a certified aging in place specialist, or CAPS. He says making a home age friendly has a lot to do with accessibility.
So I'm just walking with a walker right now, and I know I'm going to be in a wheelchair later. So we want to make all the entrances barrier free, ramps from the outside to the inside, lever doorknobs, so they're easy to open, maybe lower switches so you can reach them when you're eventually in your wheelchair, wider doorways.
Greaves says what he finds surprising is how people don't know what renovations are possible. Take grab bars, for example.
Everybody thinks grab bars are ugly. Well, they make very beautiful grab bars now.
How do you make grab bars beautiful?
Change the color. The texture, we can make a grab bar in any configuration you want. So it doesn't look like that hospital bar that people don't really want to see in their bathroom.
And these are her colors. They remind
back her. In Barnett's home, the additional room also has a kitchenette with a lowered sink, a raised mini fridge, and cabinets with handles.
And we specifically wanted handles because if you have arthritis, it's hard to grab a little knob. And it's just easier if your hands are stiff just to grab things like this.
Barnett's mom, Carmen Prospero Altieri, was living alone in Puerto Rico 2 years ago when she fell in her home. Barnett says that's when they had the talk.
She reluctantly came, but she understood that it was important for her to be closer to me because I'm her only child.
Barnett lives with her husband and 2 children. Being a part of a multi-generational household isn't something new to her mom.
She had a chance to interact with her grandmother, who lived to be 104. So she's got a lot of fond memories and a lot of those, what we call consejitos, those valued truisms and words of wisdom that you only get from a grandmother.
Prospero Altieri says she saved money over the years for when she aged.
It's essential. It's essential because nobody knows what the future holds. And lots of times people become disabled. And if you're alone, it's very hard.
Barnett says she once saw a picture of 3 faces, one of a baby, one of a woman, and one of an older lady.
And it says the sunrise is as beautiful as the sunset. And with proper planning, it most certainly can be.
For Florida Matters, I'm Joselise Ramos.
Don't miss our discussion on aging in place on Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30.